Denny Hamlin tamed the tricky triangle yesterday to pick up his 50th career win. His seventh victory at Pocono led him to pass Jeff Gordon for the most wins at the Pennsylvania track. Tyler Reddick was second and Martin Truex Jr. third. The NBA Board of Governors has approved the Charlotte Hornets' sale to Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin. The vote was 29-1 with New York Knicks owner James Dolan the only dissent. This ends Michael Jordan's 13-year run as owner. Brian Harman picked up his first career major with a six-stroke victory at the Open. Tom Kim finished second. SEC Media Days came to a close on Friday and the league projections were released. South Carolina was picked third in the East with Georgia and Tennessee first and second. Kentucky was fourth, Florida, Missouri, and Vanderbilt rounded out the division. Gamecocks received three first-place votes. The biggest surprise was Vanderbilt receiving eight first-place votes, which made many media members do a double take since overall they were picked to finish last in the division. Alabama was selected to win the West and LSU was second. Georgia is favored to win the overall SEC title. The Atlanta Braves got a three-run homer from Ozzie Albies in the eighth inning as they rallied to defeat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2. With the win, Atlanta is now 64-34. In other games of the majors, the Tigers, Yankees, Nationals, Reds, Orioles, Marlins, Phillies, Twins, Cubs, Rangers, Astros, Blue Jays, and Angels were all winners. With your Monday sports, I'm Chris Miller.